what's wrong with that button. I have to hit it twice every single week, but you know what? It doesn't matter because we're here now.
We.
Hey!
Russ doesn't do the noises for us because he wants us to look crazy. Yeah, I mean.
Oh my God. Welcome, you two beautiful motherfuckers.
Yo!
We are back.
Suck.
We are back again. We are the Murder Moose Podcast, part of the Slash and Cast Podcast Network.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
It's this in my true. Ass. I'm sorry. Oh my it's God. In the game. You let her leave town for a couple weeks, and this is and where we're at in life.
This is where she's Kin's got to like be PC for a while on the front page of Twitch, and now she's just like she was in faraway lands, and now she's back to like.
Well, and now I still have to be relatively PC on Twitch because I got fucking banned for 3 days.
You had a vacation, Kin. That's all. You had a nice 3-day vacation.
So now I'm afraid to say shit.
That's so lame. But that's also
so. While we're here, no.
Stupid people.
Stupid
being
people.
Stupid people.
It's all good.
Yep. It's a part of the problem with streaming. Stupid people.
Stupid, no, that's stupid. Honestly, it's not just streaming. Real life. People can just be like, you know what? I'm going to make my life into making other people's lives miserable because I'm so good at it. And I don't understand people like that because they're just miserable and they should just meet together and eat cauliflower because cauliflower is the worst.
Cauliflower.
I say cauliflower.
Can is the nose ring official now?
Not yet. I'm still trying to get used to it. I thought I'd throw it on and see what I think again. But
you said you were going yesterday. You said you were going
yesterday. I was ready.
You want to go back in time?
I was ready.
Oh, we're back in time.
And it's the wrong movie too, Josh.
Yeah, because we're going back in time.
Find a way.
I would find every word that will hurt you. And you say,
there we go.
I don't know what the words are.
If I could reach the stars, I'd give it all to you. Yeah, no, I was pretty much set on it. And then I changed my mind, and I really
think
it's going to happen.
And you could take it out, and you'll be fine.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do it.
You should. You can do it.
Oh.
You can do it.
Wait.
Can I just tell you?
Oh, I can.
Can I just tell you how obsessed I am right now with campaign number 2, The Mighty Nine of Critical Role?
You've been talking about it a lot. And it's
nonstop to where I'm annoying myself with it.
You know what, Kin? The only thing, I'm glad you get into things, but I go, she could watch Psycho Goreman just once. And also.
It's true, though. Seriously. Yeah, I'm coming through here and I'm turning off a whole bunch of junk so I can get us.
I want you guys to see
something.
What I've been dealing with today. I don't know if you can see on here. There's currently a spider just hanging out in my camera. In the lens. Yeah, that is.
Inside of it?
No, it's not. It's on the outside of the. It's on the outside of the lens. But I'm like, why are you living here?
For those of you that are listening and not checking us out on YouTube, which you definitely should be doing so you can see all the madness, including my completely mess of a life, Rod just pulled up.
Oh. Josh, what are you doing?
Josh.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, now my mic doesn't work.
You swapped mics or something.
No, it just stopped working.
You sound like you're underwater.
It wasn't me.
Josh.
My computer does.
Are we going to have to restart the podcast?
No.
You sound like you're like.
You sound like you're in a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
It's fine.
There you go.
It's fine.
Oh, there we go.
You're good now. Yeah, you sounded like you were like Jigsaw in 1927. That's what you sounded like.
It's I don't know. I get like voice mod decided to just stop working completely.
This is why I don't use voice mod. But yeah, Ken was saying I had a spider living on my camera lens. Like it's like hanging out. I saw it crawl up there earlier today, and it's just been there. It was there for my whole stream. It might have died. I was screaming a lot during that stream, so I don't know if that didn't scare it away. What is it? What world are we? What world do we live in? And Josh just has the camera on himself again. Hey, Josh.
Yeah, I'm trying. Why don't you just put it down? Give me a second. I'm trying to get this thing to fucking work. I'm just there. See, look. That's all I wanted to do. I have to do it. Oh, hey, look. Now Ken's not here, but we're back in time again. There we go.
God, we're a disaster. We're a true.
If I don't do it now, disaster. I won't do it. And I want this to be done so we can still have the cuts. So whatever. Yeah. We're going to go back. And
I did want to say, I want to tell you guys, I've been playing on my Steam Deck the last couple of weeks. I found that there was a Renfield game that they made. Mm-hmm. And it is very fun. And I like it very much. Renfield, like the movie. It's like Vampire Survivors, but with Renfield and other
it's
characters.
It's like pixelated, right?
Yeah, it looks like a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
But it's lots of fun, and I've been enjoying the shit out of it. Yeah. So, and it was like, I paid like $349 for it.
Nice.
This is what happens when the person running your stream, like, technically, has the worst ADHD of the three of us. And here we are. And here we are.
What does it matter? It's not like it matters.
It doesn't matter. I'm not saying it matters. I'm just
making it work. Okay?
So I
look it.
I know. I'd ask Ken, what have you been watching besides Critical Role? Is it Critical Role just eating up your entire life?
Pretty much. No, I watched. I really think we should do it on the podcast. I watched Totally Killer, which is on Amazon right now. It just came out, and it stars the girl that plays Sabrina in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, the Teenage Witch on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it is so good. So good. It's Back to the Future meets Scream.
And oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Oh, it is awesome. My friend who does the other podcast that eventually I think we should talk to, he suggested it, and I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. I'll watch it. I keep seeing it pop up. So I went to I pulled it up, and I was in. Like, at no point in that movie did I get distracted. Did I want to play with my phone? Like, nothing. And then at certain points, I was like, oh, this is going to get really cringy really quick. I'm not going to like this. And then it immediately snapped back. And I was
cringed
like,
cringed a bit,
great.
For sure. But
I don't know
fun.
If it's able... Yeah, like there were definitely, you know, some moments, but I don't know if it was because I was able to really relate to it a lot more than a lot of times whenever they try to do shit like that or what, but I liked it a lot.
I mean, when you have a cool premise like that, that's kind of like a lot of the reason why Happy Death Day worked, right? Because you had that like that kind of unique premises and like a cool like they leaned way too much into the science fiction in the second one, but like that stuff is like it gives you that even like what was it, the final girl or whatever the fuck that movie was that were they
I still need to watch that. Everybody's talking about that nonstop, and I need to watch it.
It's PG-13, but it's got that thing where she jumps back in time into the horror movie that her mom did, and it's
very
kinda got
reminiscent
that,
100%, and that's why
but
that being said, I feel like that movie tonally got it more. Like it leaned in perfectly, and what was it called? Totally Dead Killer. It felt made for Hulu, or you know how like the package or the roundness or the bow on top feeling that like the Disney
kinda like
stuff.
Netflix, but the,
yeah, and
the
like
Hulu
Netflix
version.
Very much has that Netflix kind of polish to it. This movie felt like it was attempting to do that with not so much polish, but it still felt more made for an actual does that make sense? Because the other movie was made before the platforms were a thing, and this movie felt like it was made for a platform on purpose. Saying it was bad in any way. It was just that's what I felt because everything looks so good. It's not a bad thing, but when it comes to horror, especially if you're going back in time, I don't want the shit to look that good all the time. And I feel like the Final Girls did a better job of making that nostalgic stuff feel more nostalgic.
Yeah. I mean, horror is the only genre that like is constantly dedicated to moving things back to the 80s and beyond because of cell phones rooting most horror movie premises, right? Like, because you're going, well, this doesn't work if anyone shows up and, like, you know, cops get called or the army gets called or whatever right away. So, like, it's way more of a setting that it makes it, like, work better in horror. Like, so it's, we keep having these movies that are set in, you know, weird places that aren't, you know, current. So, because it makes it easier to tell a scary story, right? So, I don't know. But I'm cool doing that movie. You do know. Okay.
We
Josh,
just did it.
You do know.
You know what we should do?
Oh, no, Totally Killer, I meant.
I know, Josh. But you know what? I really wanted to. Well, it doesn't happen very often. And the fact that I even had time to watch two movies, I don't even know how or where that came from because my time is gone now, but I would have loved to have just made this episode. Never mind. I was gonna say a Grindhouse episode, but it's Friday the 13th episode, and we're doing Friday the 13th, so I think I should just put my dick in my mouth and shut the fuck up.
I didn't even realize. Yeah, it's coming out the day before Friday the 13th. So, dude, all I can say now is
your
that
reaction,
Josh.
That's my new. That's I love it.
Yeah, Gen V is on the fourth episode now, and they've already doing things that like are very reminiscent of The Boys, including making a dude's cock explode, and then they titled it the Cock Explosion.
I'm not giving you that though, because everybody's already told us.
I was gonna say it, that with your community, I would be shocked if people weren't talking about cock explosions and your.
Oh yeah, they
immediately
were like, because I was like, oh man, I wonder if there's gonna be another like you know situation like in The Boys with the penis. Yep, there's a penis that explodes. And I was like, all right, perfect. I mean, it works for me. I'm not mad.
But yeah, I've been enjoying Gen V a lot. And then I think I went and saw A Haunting in Venice.
How was it?
Which was all right. It was like the other two. It was like, it's the guy who plays Gilderoy Lockhart. Like, but he directs and he stars as the main character. And his directing is fine. It's just nothing spectacular. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's the third one of those movies, which is, but Tina Fey's in it. So that was, you know.
It's the third one? Really? I don't know.
Yeah, there's three
shit.
Of those movies. They did the train one, and then I forget what the second one was called. They've done three of those things already, though.
Speaking of trains, if you haven't watched Bullet Train, you definitely should. It's been out for a while now. Yeah. It's got my favorite hottie, Mick Hodderson, in it, so you definitely should watch it.
I'm hoping you mean Brad Pitt and not...
No.
Dermot McDermott face.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh. Aaron Taylor Johnson. Yeah, he's in it too.
Yeah. He's like one of the main people.
Yep, he is. He's one of the two killer guys.
He's hot. Wow. Way to, you know, just.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not into his curly hair. I don't know. I don't think he's bad looking. I just don't think he's like my cup of tea for a dude. I don't know.
He's hot.
He's ripped.
I think Brad Pitt is. And his older
he's 33 and his wife is 56 and she groomed the fuck out of him.
Jesus Christ, dude.
She started like, fucking around with him when he was like 15 or 16 trying to like drag him around to shit.
And you know what? You want to know the double fucking standards of this country? Because Dane Cook just got married to his girlfriend. He's been dating, and if you do the math, since she was 18. But like, you go, hey, is she really? And everyone was shitting all over this dude. But the, when it happens the other way around, no one shits all over, like...
Women? Yeah.
It's... Yeah. Which is, like... Because, I'm sorry, it's exactly the same amount of creepy. It's exactly the same amount of creepy.
I agree. I do.
I think she's creepy. The woman that married the guy I was just talking about. I think she's creepy.
Yeah, because he was, like... He got, like... pretty big, and then he was, they tried to make him kind of an action star for a while, and then he calmed down and he's kind of back to being around. He's gonna be in that fucking, the Spider-Man spinoff here pretty soon that looks
real
bad.
He's gonna be in that Kraven movie or whatever.
And that's, yeah, it's a Spider-Man spinoff, and yeah it looks real bad.
I don't know,
dude. He's been in some really shitty movies. It looks like a movie. It does. It looks like a movie.
It looks like, you know, something.
Also, Ken, I don't know if you saw, Bob's Burgers is back already, and there's two episodes out, and I'm very happy about this.
Oh, hell yes.
I wasn't sure if it would be back because of the writer's strike and whatnot. Yeah. Also, all the talk shows started up again, and I thought you would find it funny that, like, Last Week Tonight has done two episodes since they started again, and the last episode they were shitting all over this like crazy Tallahassee woman, or not Tallahassee, why am I thinking Tallahassee, what's the big city in Tennessee,
Memphis
maybe, I don't know,
Knoxville, Nashville,
maybe it was Nashville, but she was like running for city office or something like that, and she was like associated with like all these white power people and shit. I'm just like,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Twat?
Twat?
Josh, what are you doing?
I'm working. It's working. Don't worry. See, look, it's working. And then I'm just going to do this and then do this. Hey, there we go. See, look.
Josh,
I'm doing this and this. And now it's branded for the new show, and we're good to go. Except for maybe Ken.
You're killing me. No, it's because you're killing everyone, Josh.
No, look, yours is the new show. Mine is the new show. I just got to get continues.
Ken is the new show. Okay.
Oh, there it
okay,
is.
Okay, Josh, you ready, Josh, to talk about Friday the 13th?
Look, it's all done. I finished it. And now we can talk. This is it. We're here.
Hi, Amy. I'm glad we could talk 17 minutes into the podcast.
Now I can do this again.
Oh, Josh, you're killing me, dude. You're killing me. Okay.
Wait, is Kin there?
Let's talk
she's
about...
frozen.
Nope. No, she's not frozen.
She's just trying to not murder you, Josh. Lie on there.
What? Okay. No. No one cares about this.
Okay, we're going to talk today about Friday the 13th from 2009, the Michael Bay production. And we'll read
this. Is it Michael Bay?
And get into it. Michael Bay was a producer on it, yeah. He produced all these things after.
Yeah, but the guy who directed the Texas Chainsaw remake, the original remake,
which was also a Michael Bay production. They're both Michael Bay things.
They killed it. So, and then they just disappeared.
Okay. Let me read this. A group of young adults visit a boarded up campsite named Crystal Lake, where they soon encounter the mysterious Jason Voorhees and his deadly intentions.
In a weed field.
Yeah. This movie has one of the longest cold openings of all time.
No, it doesn't. We've seen a bunch of movies that all of a sudden it's like, the title is now? Oh my God. Like Fresh had... a very long one, and then it turned into a completely different movie after they open, and I love that. This one has one of the most metal openings ever because you're introduced to a whole set of characters, and then you have to get reintroduced after the open, and I fucking loved it, and I loved it again this time. This movie is fantastic.
I was talking about the grossest scene in this movie is not a Jason Voorhees kill, but it is in fact... the Asian guy drinking a bunch of beer out of his shoe.
You've never seen that?
The grossest.
No, I had a friend that used to do that all the time, and it was I've never done it.
I assume that you get to a certain level of drunk and like drinking beer out of a shoe doesn't seem all like that big of a deal. And when I was watching it, I was like, I assume they gave him a clean shoe and then just like, or did something like similar to make it look like, but the thought is just like,
I've seen it in front of my face so many times that I was like super not even fazed by it. I was just like, yeah, that's just like, who the fuck did that? I think it was my buddy Ryan. Yeah. I don't know.
Ken does it all the time. Ken only drinks beer out of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what I thought.
It's in the game.
Let's see. So let's see it. Do it now.
No, shoe on head or pre-recorded.
So I have to say, this was like directly, I mean, I don't know if directly you could correlate it, but like.
Ooh, nice.
It all oh, that's awesome. Ken has Pennywise Crocs.
No, you don't have to describe it. They have to go to YouTube to see what we are reacting to randomly.
Yeah. But the Texas Chainsaw Massacre kind of got this to happen a little bit. I mean, it was what, like a 6-year gap? Because that was 2003, I believe.
See, the one thing I have to say about the like legal shit and all that stuff being tying up this IP is that we had to wait again. It's going to do the opposite. Yeah. And what initially made Star Wars as big as it was there was huge gaps and everyone loved it even more because they didn't have enough of it. And I feel like this character, because of those things, and there's been this huge gap between the last movie that came out, everyone's going to be like, yeah, finally some more fucking Jason. And I'm feeling that way, but it feels like we're going to get too much in the near future.
Well, I mean, we live in a world where there are how many fan-created Friday the 13th films? I mean, making posters for one of them.
Yeah, they commissioned me to make posters.
I mean, people want Jason, and it's just like, Michael Myers is obviously more beat Jason by a couple years, but like actually what 3 years if you go back to Friday the number two, but like Friday Jason's one of those like cornerstones of the 80s and the slashers and the whole genre, like back, you know, all those years ago. And so the fact that we've had this wait and this was like our last real Jason film, and next year in a couple months we're going to be on 15 years that this since this film came out. It's right, man. We had heard, I mean, throughout the 2010s before the legal case kind of like truly tied all this shit up, there were so many. It was like you were every couple months you were hearing about a different pitch for a Jason movie. Like, I think the last one was the whole LeBron James was going to be producing one of these films. Insanity of all these Friday the 13th movies and people just wanting them.
I still don't understand, like, who owns the mask and who doesn't. That was like the main thing that I always got confused about.
Sean Cunningham owns, I think, the Jason, but I don't think he owns the name Jason Voorhees. He just owns like adult Jason with the hockey mask and everything like that.
Because that's the Jason I like better, is with the mask. Yeah. I've always loved the mask more. I understand, and you know, like, I like that this movie mashed up all my favorite parts into one fucking movie. Like, all the best deaths are in this movie. Him finding the mask and choosing the mask is in this movie, instead of you having to wait two movies for the mask to come and you know, like wean through a whole bunch of kind of mediocre movies with okay deaths to get to a better movie with a bunch of cool deaths.
I mean, they even like the 2-minute intro before the cold open is the original Friday the 13th, because nobody gives a fuck about the original Friday the 13th. Like, the original Friday the 13th is more of a, you go back to Scream and the reference to Jason not being the killer in the original Friday the 13th, and it's his mother. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just a trivia fact these days. And we have then you get like Jason running around killing people like for 20 minutes with a bag on his head. It's not even 20 minutes, but it's that, and you go, Okay, they just kind of fast-forwarded to the cool stuff because the mask is obviously the iconic part.
I like yeah. that. I mean, they That's did. That's good.
Yeah, they did. I mean, what else do you call it? They go, those other stuff. You know, watching this film, and it just reminded me, I laugh because I haven't ever been to New Jersey, but, like, this film makes New Jersey seem like it's, like, the middle of Mississippi. Like, it is the most redneck area, like, but then they have these rich white people that live there at the same time.
The script turned into the exact thing he did with Texas Chainsaw, though. He made this movie pretty much Texas Chainsaw in Crystal Lake.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, like, it's the, as Ken will know, is because Ken is, like, her favorite horror movie of all times is Texas Chainsaw. Is more about it, like Leatherface gets the most screen time, but he's not the whole entity of it. Like Jason is Jason, right? He's the one killing everyone. He's a like,
except for the first one.
Yeah, except for the first one. But like
number one,
it's very much like, you know what he did, and Michael Bay did that with both of these. He wanted it to be like even more gritty than the originals, and like he succeeds in this one. I don't know as much if he like the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre is such a like iconic gritty thing because of everything, including how they shot that film, which would never have happened in 2009, where they almost killed all their actors with heat stroke and shit like that, and you know, shooting in Texas in the like when it's 120 degrees outside. But they did some shit, man. I still think that fucking pulling that chick pulling the gun out of her vajayjay is one of the most like what the fuck. And like, I don't think I've seen that movie in 20 years, or it's pretty close to 20 years.
Which movie?
And I'll tell
what
you
are
guys
you talking about?
The Michael Bay Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, it's been a while for me too. But it is the one that I tend to, if I want a good experience, I put on way more than any of the originals, which is kind of fucked because it's I don't know a lot of my friends or anyone that's really into horror that would feel the same way as me. Like they're like, yeah, it was metal and it hit the mark, but I go for the originals because I'm
if I'm gonna put on a Texas Chainsaw, it's Texas Chainsaw 2, but that's because I love
Not
Texas
bland.
Chainsaw 2.
Yeah, you want a dark comedy, you don't want an actual.
Yeah, I mean I rewatch comedies. Comedies are a thing that I rewatch repeatedly. It doesn't mean it's like my like the thing, but like comedies are like my, you know, like comfort food.
What about the
movies.
Texas
like,
Chainsaw that had Mila Kunis in it? What was that one?
I think it was that one, maybe.
A remake of that? Or was she in that?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, to be completely honest. I don't think... You mean the creepo that was trying to say that Danny Masterson was a good dude? that Mila Kunis?
Yes. She was in like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre like remake of some sort.
I don't know what she was in. All I know is that like there are still a couple of Texas. I don't think I've seen about half of the Texas Chainsaw Massacres. I don't think I've seen. I've not seen the one with Matthew McConaughey and what do you call her in it?
Oh, wait, no,
you need to see that one.
She was in American Psycho 2.
Yeah, that's what she was in. Yeah.
But there was.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There was a Texas Chainsaw with like a girl.
Reese, not Reese Witherspoon, but Renee. You're talking about Texas Chainsaw 4 with Matthew McConaughey and...
McConaughey. I just watched a really bad McConaughey movie last night. The Wedding Planner with J-Lo.
I like that movie.
It is so like cheesy 90s, and it's so funny the amount of like lines that I was like, oh, you can't say that anymore. Oh shit! You can't say that anymore either,
dude,
or that.
Dude, I
the
you
next
go back,
generation.
Man.
That's what it is.
The next generation, yeah. With Renee
Zellweger, Matthew McConaughey.
Zellweger, yeah. Which was one of those movies that got fucking, it got like put on the shelf for a while, and then those two started to blow up, and then they put it out. Just kind of like what happened with Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Woods was exactly like that, where they didn't know what to do with the movie, and then Hemsworth became Thor, and they're like, we must make money! And then they put it out with because the exact, which is fucking stupid, because Cabin in the Woods is fucking dope.
I thought Cabin in the Woods was out before that, though.
No, it was when it got made before that.
Yeah,
and then they didn't put it out.
I'm always confused about stuff like that, but I guess, you know, putting it in that context makes sense. But then when you're like following a director or a actor's career, and you're like, oh, these guys are so good, and then all of a sudden like a movie comes out after that, you're like, why are they so young in this? What the fuck is this? Like, I just watched their last two movies, and then all of a sudden this is out. Like, this doesn't make sense. They're like little babies in this. But things get caught up in other legal bullshit too, even after things are made too.
Yeah. Yep. But this, like, so this movie, like, I don't know. Do you guys like this better than the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake?
No, because Jessica, what is it, Biel in that?
Biel, yeah.
My God, that is good. It doesn't matter what. Dude, she looked too good.
I'm gonna say, like, watching this, there were moments that I was, like, so frustrated because I'm just gonna throw this out there from a girl's perspective, okay? No, but all of the characters are very, very much 2000s. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Very much in the time frame, body wise, everything. And keep in mind that I'm just on a really hardcore body kick right now of like struggling. So I'm like nitpicking things, but like all of the girls were like super tiny, except for dude's sister. And even then she was tiny, but she wasn't like,
but it was perfect
super tiny
nipple placement.
I know, it was stupendous. But the, like, but like, you know, they were all wearing the super low rise jeans that I am like super low rise jeans. The super crazy, very apparent boob job boobs. Like,
oh, yeah.
Very, very boob job looking.
Oh,
but like nothing wrong with the boobs or whatever. But it was so wild because I was sitting there and I was like, damn, like we already were fucked up during that time frame. And just looking, because like whenever you go back and look at it, you're like, holy shit. Like, I'm not saying like, let's go out and, you know, whatever, but that was a scary time.
Dude, the girl that fucks in the beginning in the tent scene, her tits are more like, I just couldn't stop thinking about the Robin Williams bit about fake boobs that and how the nipples don't move. It's like, he's like, it's like that the face that you put over the fence where you draw it, like where it's just like eyes and the hands, like like her nipples are just like they're fucking the tent and they're going up and down and her nipples are like they're like not
yeah those
at
perfect
all.
Nipple placement though, but
they weren't
no
stupendous.
They're not no and he's just sitting there going what? It's funny, so like I every time I watch this film I think about it, like the characters in this film aren't wonderful characters, right? They're not the best written characters, most of them. But they're still not nearly as bad as the writing of the characters in Freddy vs. Jason. Freddy vs. Jason has the worst written characters.
But that was at
all
the same
fucking time
as like Alien vs. Predator, which like the second Alien vs. Predator is like the worst movie literally of all time. It just doesn't make any sense why it was even made. But that dialogue and the like Hollywood's like,
are you sure?
Oh.
What? Are you sure it was made? Because you can't see the movie. I'm still not convinced the movie actually occurred.
At that time, there was just nothing but those versus movies and sequel and, like, you know, mashing up IPs together and making them verse one another, like Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter, like, but a movie, and it's not either of those.
Yeah.
Watch it now. And that was it.
Can you know another funny thing that I did laugh about in this film? Like, the sister, when at the very beginning of the movie I was like, how come this girl's hair is already a mess, like, you know, like before she gets captured at the very beginning of the film, she goes out of the woods with her boy, these people, and her hair is already a mess, and I'm like, which is exactly, like, I'm not complaining about it, it was just a thing, and I'm like, usually it's like people are getting like murder killed, getting cut apart and like chasing around, and their makeup is still perfect. Uh-huh. You're like, but then she goes out in the woods and her hair looks like she just like washed it and then never like did anything to it after. It's like all over the place. You're like,
she like, doesn't.
So you just want to. No, it's like not even that. I was just like, I think that they were like, well, her hair is gonna be a mess for the rest of the movie, so we're just gonna keep it a mess now, so you don't get like these inconsistencies.
Maybe it was like Scream 2, or no, well, that was Scream 3, right?
Scream 3 is the
hair?
Terrifying Gale bangs.
The cock's hair,
dude. What was I watching that just? I just look at the bangs and I'm like. Oh my! It was the fucking Ahsoka show where the bad Jedi chick has the over the top bangs, and you're just like,
I watched the first episode, and I think I'm just done with Star Wars. Don't care anymore.
That's okay. That's okay with you. I mean, I like it, the TV shows and whatever, but the bad girl. You saw the bad girl. She's got the bangs. So. You got as far as you need to reference that. I do say, though, I really like the premises of that, like, Crystal Lake is set up on a mine, because that, like, explains how Jason is, like...
I loved that he had the bells set up. So I liked, like, getting more into the mind of him and showing that he had, you know, he's thought this out a bit more, and he's like, whatever, and the fact that she, like, stumbled upon the cave filled with dead people because he's like he's cleaning up after himself and this is how he's like being successful. Yeah. I loved seeing all of the like that, but I didn't like seeing him like sharpening his knife and stuff. I don't know. I just that those types of things I just want to assume that they're getting done and don't want to see it type thing. I don't know. It showed a little too much of that, but at the same time. I did like most of it, so I can't really complain. But I am right now. What the hell's wrong with me?
I as we call the secondary name for this movie is Sam Winchester gets a lot of people killed, because that's like Sam Winchester. I have to wonder though, like would if Sam hadn't showed up, and yes, I know his name isn't Sam in this movie, but I'm going to keep calling him Sam anyways. If Sam hadn't
Sandwich.
Showed up, Sam Winchester.
Gosh, sandwich.
Right. If he hadn't showed up, would all these people have gotten murdered anyways? Probably. Like,
by
like I don't
sandwich.
Know why Jason. God damn it, Josh.
She's so impressed.
Did you not take your medicine today, Josh?
I did. I'm allowed to have fun, Rod. Don't be the fun police.
Fun police, fun police, fun police. But is that a okay? Do you guys think if Sam doesn't show up, do all these people get killed?
Yes.
They're gonna get yeah. Like I don't know. We still don't know the actual proximity to Camp Crystal Lake, to this douchebag's fucking parents' cottage, because. He's the worst. Like, the first line into the movie and his haircut, you're just like, punch him in the face. Just shut up and get punched, because he is the
he's
worst.
A Chad.
He's worst.
A Chad.
Yes.
It's funny. What's funny about the girl, though, is the like, his kind of girlfriend, not the one he tells her nipple placement is spectacular. It's the
stupendous.
One he's there with.
Stupendous. Sorry. Right.
Is they sit there. The other chick that kind of wanders around with Sam for most of the movie is Caitlin from the Flash TV show.
Oh,
which
right.
By the time that show ended, she had played three different characters, and
that show is still better than the movie.
I like the movie, and that last season of that show. Was some of the worst television I've ever seen.
How they didn't show him in the movie is beyond me. They showed fucking Nicolas Cage as Superman, but they didn't show the other Flash who was in the CW playing the same character for longer.
They they showed one of the guys who played one of the other world Flashes too.
Yeah.
In there. Jay, whatever the guy's name is, Jay, whatever. Yeah.
It just reminded me of that meme where he's like down by the grave and it's just like, switch the faces. It's like, get pwned.
Yeah. But like, the characters in this movie as a whole, though, like besides Sam and the other girl, are just like, they are just stereotypes, and who you're just like, the black guy cracked me up every time I watch this movie, where like the Asian dude goes out down to the like shack, the douchebag and the other the girl are going to fuck. And he's like gonna jerk off to a winner catalog,
and he can't even
have
the eyes.
An old woman in a sweater.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, this is 2009. I realized like porn wasn't as accessible, and they didn't have like internet. But I'm like, you're jerking off to like a winner catalog, and you're just. every time I see that, I'm like, oh my god.
And he can't have the moose on the wall looking at him.
It's not a moose. It's a.
I saw so many taxidermy mooses yesterday. They're fucking massive, dude. They're so huge.
We have two upstairs. Or not moose. Sorry, we have deer. Sorry, no, not moose. Sorry.
I saw three different taxidermy mooses, meese yesterday.
It's just moose, Josh.
I know.
Moose is plural of moose.
But they were seriously
anthemums.
Fucking mastagascus. Oh, wait. I think I took a picture. Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
I'll send you a picture.
I think that the one of these things that the one of the few things about this film that I just go, it just drives me crazy every time I watch it, is characters doing things that makes zero sense when they do them in this film, because there's a couple of them, and I'm going to bring up two of them that come to mind when I think of it. Number one, Sam dropping his backpack when they see Jason, and then acting like going to grab it was such a big deal, and it was like right, he was like literally like right next to the fucking backpack, and would have caused so many less problems for him. And then his sister, Jesus Christ, you dumb bitch, she fucking... Jason throws the bag down, her brother's bag down, and Jason like walks to take a piss in the other room, and she's like trying to open her handcuffs. I'm like, bitch, wait like 5 minutes until this crazy caveman walks out of the fucking mine. Why are you doing this right now? Wait 2 seconds. Just a little bit of patience. Like, just a little bit of patience and you're fine. It's just like this crazy hopeless like hobo man with his like machete and hockey mask. Ooh, god damn, man.
There
Do we
he
have
is.
Any time or release date on that TV show? Because I don't know what the fuck. I mean, I assume they haven't
like
started filming it because the actors strike
stuff, though. Like, not just, you know, buying up the best
movies
and stuff. Like, they're doing other things. Like, it's cool. I'm excited. Regardless, I want to see it, and I'm excited.
Have they done
2024?
Okay, good. Because I haven't heard anything about that show.
Like, I have
since they started. Like actors or any of that shit. I mean, obviously we're still in a writer's strike, but.
See, yeah, I'm in the like. I haven't been really on social media a lot, but when I was more active with the like. Alt poster game, that's where I got most of my news, because like anyone that is legitimately trying to stay current with alternative posters, they're like, oh, there's news about this today, boom, and there's an alt poster from that person, like to catch the wave. Yeah. Right, like, oh, okay, I see what you're
doing. Still just it's just Creepy Duck though now, man. Just Creepy Duck and Creepy Duck and more Creepy Duck.
He's getting a lot of the fucking commissions now. He's definitely tapped into it.
Yeah.
Good.
He's making some money, man.
Good.
He's making I don't even he's like I saw a Creepy Duck poster the other day. Like he's doing I think he did the poster for It's a Wonderful Knife, the slasher Christmas slasher which is coming out on, I think on
I saw Shutter, his official pick, like, posters for so many movies lately. I'm like, wow, dude. Like,
yeah,
good for you, man.
He's been killing it. He's been killing it.
Oh, this has the girl in it that was an influencer. I hadn't seen anything about It's a Wonderful Knife, so I just pulled it up.
Yeah. It looks good. I want to do it on the podcast because it comes out. I think they just did a premiere of it. It's coming out to streaming here pretty soon. I think to Shudder, but I'm not sure. But that's going to be a good December horror movie.
It has Justin Long in it. Hell yeah. Sign me up.
What, the movie or the show?
Man.
It's a Wonderful Knife.
It's a Wonderful
movie.
Knife. Yeah. Instead of It's a Wonderful Life. You get the pun, Josh. You get it. You get it. You get it.
I do.
I have to say, though, too, also the opening cast for the cold opener for the people that get murdered is like six people, or was it five people, who are like three of them are completely unlikable. The sister and then the boyfriend, who does the thing that drives me crazy every time it happens in a horror movie. Jason starts stabbing up through the floorboards and he's just like, and it flops around and refuses to actually get up. And it's like, get up, you asshole. Get up.
You get stabbed up in the foot and then get up.
He got stabbed in the foot after he was like doing the hokey pokey on the ground. And Jason like is starting to stab through the thing. It's like Jason starts going boom, boom, boom. And he's
that
like
stabbed through the dock into her head is so awesome, though. Like, it's a good slash.
It's definitely good for the style of movie, like, especially that it picks her up while she's topless, shows those incredibly fake boobies.
Yes.
That are just stupendous.
This movie is really about the boobies. And I'm
it really is.
I'm not against
it. I mean, and that's honestly, like, I feel like I'm being like super weird about it, but like, honestly, that's how these should be. Like,
Friday
you
the
13th, cannot
for sure.
have a Friday the 13th movie and not have an overabundance of tits, ass, and fucking. Like, it doesn't
Dude.
Make sense if you don't.
Because that's what
Friday
it's all
the 13th.
About. Legit. That's
Friday
why he's mad. It there's two tropes. It's sex, and he doesn't like it, so he's going to kill you, and that's it. And if you mm-hmm. don't have the sex, and then what's the point of having Friday the 13th?
Dude! Mm-hmm. God damn it, my brain just fucking ADHD'd so,
so
hard.
So if A24 has no sex, it's not going to be good.
I mean, A24 doesn't hate sex. So,
yeah, but
I mean,
what platform are they making it for, though?
It's one of the, I don't know. I mean, I assume it's something like, I don't know, like Hulu.
They don't like sex.
Amazon. Hulu does fine with sex.
But Disney owns like 50% of Hulu, don't they?
Yeah, but that doesn't. Dude, they put Deadpool on fucking Hulu, and he talks about like. He gets pegged in the second Deadpool movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, AJ's Disney Plus has Always Sunny in Philadelphia and all kinds of other shit, so.
Yeah. That's just like, I don't know.
Very no.
You know, it's funny. All that you remind me of that, Josh, is that I saw a conspiracy video on Instagram or Instagram Reel. Ken, you'll get a kick out of this. That Disney made the movie Frozen so that they could stop people from Googling about Walt Disney's frozen head. And that's the point of that movie. So that they wanted
that's
people to.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. So they basically wanted people to stop Googling about like Walt Disney and his head being frozen on something on Walt Disney thing. So, oh, we know how when they Google this, they will stop it. We're going to make a movie called Frozen. So now it's every time you Google Frozen, like Walt Disney Frozen. And yep.
That's funny.
Dude. The conspiracy theories on TikTok and Instagram are just, a lot of them are very good, but also a lot of them are very, like, I get into the things, Ken, where I, like, especially the scary ones, like, the scary videos that are, like, oh, my God, this happened, and you're just like, this is so fake. It's so fake, but okay. I like it anyways. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. I have to ask you guys what you both think about the ending of this movie where they dump Jason's, you know, body into the lake and he comes back up. They were just trying to recreate the original ending.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Because
there's no sequel. It wasn't sequel bait, even though it could have been.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, they had a bunch of problems making a sequel. That was, like, up until about, like, 2016 or something. Like, when the whole, like, shit with the game came out. And then the legal case got real bad again. And that's why, like, it kind of stopped everything. And, like, what, earlier this year, they finally did that. But, like, it was just, like, totally a setup. And this movie made a fuck ton of money. Like, I think it made... Ken, did you figure out how much money this movie made?
I did not, but I am happy to look.
Okay. Like, it made a bunch of money, like a whole ton of money, and then it didn't have that big of a fucking budget. So I don't know why they wouldn't want to do it. Like, you make a Friday the 13th, you make a Jason, you make a Nightmare on Elm Street movie, and it makes $100 million easy. How much did it make?
Yeah, no, so the budget was $19 million. It grossed $92.7 million at the box office. Second nice. Highest grossing film in the franchise after Freddy vs. Jason.
Man.
Interesting.
I really do like Freddy vs. Jason, but mostly only because of the Freddy vs. Jason fights.
Movie. Hey, were we both wearing Scream shirt?
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't get the memo, nor do I own a Scream shirt at this
Kill
moment.
Him. Get like a
into
villain.
It.
I need to.
Like a villain. It's funny because it's like a holiday shirt. It's like a summer vacation shirt with a ghost face on it. Oh, speaking of all this, there are rumblings that the next Scream movie is going to be a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I heard that too. Winter.
And I've talked about it on here before. Blood on Snow looks real good. That's why people have wanted a Jason, Jason movie in the winter, which is why like Dead Snow is such a good movie. Have either one of you guys seen Dead Snow?
I think so.
The blowjob in the porta potty or the outhouse is still one of the most fucked up scenes of all time, where the
and
zombie comes
do,
up and bites
well,
the guys.
You can
dicks
see
off.
How much they love Evil Dead. It's like right after that they do the Evil Dead like montage.
Yeah.
I think I kept planning to, and I have not watched it yet.
I hadn't need to watch the sequel. We should do that on the podcast someday.
The sequel's not bad, actually.
Yeah. So what is your guys' favorite kill in this film? I have to ask. Ken first.
Well, that's what I was just thinking, because I personally... I think the funniest one to me, and I think it's just because it's so random... is when dude from Veronica Mars, blonde-headed guy at the beginning, is riding the boat and he just gets shot randomly with an arrow through his head. That's probably my favorite one.
Dude.
Just because it's so fucking random and so out of the blue.
It's the most... This was what I was thinking about saying earlier and I kept forgetting because of ADHD. That is the like most insane shot of all time. It's like... That would have like gotten Jason a gold like medal at the Olympics. That's not like how insane that shot was. That boat's going 40 miles an hour and he like just pegs him right through the head like while he's going. That's a
Pet
very good
daddy will.
I see. I had Ken on this morning and my headphones weren't in yet and I see Ken going and I'm like, what is happening? Yeah, I like that one a lot. I like I do like the sleeping bag kill, because the sleeping bag kill is still one of the notorious.
I like when he's beating with the sleeping bag though, but that happens in. Jason.
It happens in six.
Well, yeah, but then they do
it
again in Jason
six or
10.
Seven, and yeah, but they make they're showing the extra is because of six doing it, and
I wish
seven,
they did the beating instead of the. Because I was gonna say it's a toss up for me with the sleeping bag. And the dock, because the dock is just, it's too satisfying to see that.
You know what, that whole scene with the sleeping bag and everything, though, what makes me laugh every single time is the idiot steps in the trap and then he's watching as Jason charges to hit him in the head with a machete.
Thing.
Yeah, he just sits there and goes, and gets fucking his head destroyed because of it. And he fucking deserved it because he's a dumb. I laugh every single time he's trying to talk to his buddy and the chick is like in the background just going, and just like blasting herself, and he's just like trying not to, like, he's trying to act like he's paying attention to his buddy, and it's just like, nah, man, you're just that's what, this another one of those sex scenes where you're just like, this is the least realistic sex you will ever see in a film.
It was all just for the
like when
the
she
shadow.
Was like, stay with me, like, don't come yet or whatever. And he was just like, sorry.
He's like, not again or whatever she says. That it just reminds me of the Disaster Artist where, like, does he know he's in her belly button? That's what it reminds me of in, like, horror movie sex scenes. And just like, they look like they're just like sitting on the ground fucking. I'm just like, who fucks like this in like real life, man? Nobody. Nobody.
It's skills, man. Come on, just get into it.
I just don't think it works like that, Josh.
I don't know. Maybe your penis is too small.
I don't have any issues
around
with a small penis, Josh.
It goes around like this, and then like that.
I don't have.
And then I have no.
Does your penis hang low? Can you tie it in a bow? Can you throw it over your shoulder like a continental soldier?
That was beautiful.
I know, wasn't it?
It was perfect.
It was very nice. I think the sleeping bag kill I like a lot in that whole thing because it's the most brutal kill in the movie. I do laugh at the redneck the redneck who tries to like fuck the mannequin and gets another of those things that it makes me laugh is like Jason like swings his knife. There's machete at the dude, like, full force, and it just, like, nicks his neck. And I'm like, the philosophy of all that doesn't make any sense.
He took a bad roll.
Yeah.
His attack damage roll was too low. He had a high, you know, hit his crit, but...
He rolled a nat
fuck
one.
Fuck me.
Ken, you're going to have a real fun time when you play Baldur's Gate 3
God.
Sometime.
God, kill me.
I feel like if Ken started playing Baldur's Gate 3, she would be playing it till, like, 2025.
Boner's Gate? Is that what you're saying?
Probably, yes.
Dude, I've been streaming that game since August.
The other kill that I really like, because you just reminded me of it, is when he kills absolute fuckboy Trent and like throws him on the back of the truck. Oh, speaking of which, I have a question. The tow truck driver and the woman that he talks to at the house that is like, oh, they're probably dead. They always die, whatever. So that woman, I swear... And I haven't looked it up, but I feel like she's the mother in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the guy that was driving that, was that not, wasn't he in something too?
Probably. It's Michael Bay gets a lot of people in like the, that's why Michael Bay did the Transformer movies and then he put Megan Fox in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie and shit like that. Yeah, it like led to repeat actors. So,
yeah.
Okay. And there was like a 6-year gap between this and Friday Texas Chainsaw. So, dude, I you know what, you remind me of it. Like, I still think that the Texas Chainsaw remake trailer is one of the best trailers ever because they do the flash sound over and over again, and it's fucking creepy as.
They don't make trailers like they used to, man. They don't make trailers like they used to.
That's why I don't watch trailers anymore because they fucking give away the entire fucking movie.
Yeah, like it's turned into just like, because I've heard that it's mostly like one trailer house that just does it. And it's like, oh yeah, you have like a week to put this together and then do another one. It's like, what? What? It's an art.
Yeah.
What?
What? What? Yeah, I did. I mean, we'll just talk about it. We mentioned it. The sex scene with Chad. What's his name in this movie? Trent is the most horrifying scene of all time. and is I think it's the most iconic movie scene from this movie, right? Like, it is the scene that I think I reference all the time.
Yeah, but we're just boys, like, when we saw this. Like, we were young men. And
young,
there was,
impressionable men.
I was like 26, Josh. I wasn't that young.
We were young men. Oh, yeah, you're a grandpa.
26
I
has to be young.
I mean, I don't know, man. But yes, the sex scene is just like, and it's not
all
in
I
a
was
good
like
way, Josh.
Was,
I'm, boobies! Boobies! I'm like, your nipple, we keep making fun of it. Your nipple placement is spectacular. It's just like the most insane
They're
thing.
So juicy.
Nothing wrong splendid. With that. There is nothing
Dude,
wrong
I,
with that.
I like him too. Travis Van Winkle, who was in the Arnold show on Netflix
Winkles.
Called FUBAR, which I liked that show a lot. And they're doing a season two, but yeah.
I refuse to watch it because I'm from Alberta. And there's only one FUBAR for me.
What is FUBAR? I don't even know what you're talking about, Josh.
Just watch FUBAR. Go on Plex and watch FUBAR. And you'll know.
I watched,
and then
watch
FUBAR
I watched
2,
FUBAR.
And it's even better. And you'll know. And there's people in those movies that are now, like, I used to hang out with them back in the day. And well, Terry from the movie was the guest judge the last time I was a judge at the 48-hour film challenge. So, FUBAR, watch it.
Josh posted these pictures in our Discord that makes it look like he was visiting the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, this is the haunted house that I was telling you about. And then there's the moose. And then upstairs is the haunted house. The most haunted house in Calgary.
I do really like this movie, but the one thing I wish they would have done, one other thing I wish they would have done, when Jason's head goes into that, like, wood chipper, I wanted, like, a fucking, like, Fargo. Like, I wanted Jason's head going, like, spitting out Jason's sausage at the other end.
I don't understand why they just let him sit there and not go all the way in.
I don't either.
That's what she said.
I think to set up that final shot, Ken, I think is why. I think
so it could be just the tip.
Just the tip. Okay. Was it what is Ken and I are both falling asleep sitting up. So is there anything else you guys want to say about this before we wrap up? And I guess we're doing that movie next week then, Ken. That you love, The True Killer. What the fuck is it called?
Totally Killer.
Totally. No. Yeah, Totally Killer.
We will do Totally Killer next week then.
Totally.
But is there anything else you guys want to say about this before we wrap up?
The thing that I would say about it, so, like, from watching it and everything, initially when it started, my brain immediately was like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing this. And even if I hadn't, it would still be the same thing. Like, it was good. I don't feel like there was enough of a spin on it.
Yeah, it's very, like, it's... the thing they did do that I think I liked a lot, like, compared to the originals, they made Jason fast, which is he runs a little bit, especially in 2.
But he,
like,
yeah,
he
they
runs.
Made the swings and things come towards the camera with, like, impact. Not as much as what the Boogeyman did, but I feel like it was on par for 2009. The violence.
It's funny. They make him the very, like, he's not dumb in this movie. He doesn't, like, he gets away with a lot. So I think, I like this film. It's not perfect. Like you're saying, Ken, like, it's not one of those things. It's not like The Thing, like, from 1982 that we talked about, like, compared to the original. It doesn't deviate from the original and the originals.
Well, it's just like
it's still
Dawn of the Dead remake is better than the original for me. And this is better than the original for me as well. So if you're going to do a cover of a song or a remake of a movie, you got to aim to be, you know, doing what Goldfinger did to 99 Red Balloon. Or what this and Dawn of the Dead have done.
What Johnny Cash did to hurt Josh, is what we want. You want the artist to say, this is yours now. And it's very good, man. Like, the Friday the 13th, you know, it's funny for all the shit, like, the franchise gets. The first one isn't the best movie. It's more of a whodunit killer movie. And Jason's not there. So it's,
well, there's
not
no Kevin
thing,
Bacon,
but
still.
Kevin Bacon.
It would have been awesome if Kevin Bacon made an appearance in this.
Yeah.
That would have been really cool. Yeah.
So we will do Totally Killer next week, which is on what? Is that on Hulu or Amazon? Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
Right. Yeah. Is that Cassie Lang from the Marvel movies who plays little Ant-Man lady? So
I heard that music. Modern Family.
Oh, nice. The mask is supposed to be inspired by some actors, which I think is cool too. So, okay, guys. Well, let's give you some places to go check stuff out. Go to YouTube, look for Murder Moose Podcast, find us there. Go to murdermoose.com and buy merch.
It's in the
and
game.
Hopefully it comes out all right. We have continue.com and follow Continue on Twitch because she's wonderful. And we have Josh WRB and follow Josh on Twitch and whatever. And follow me on Twitch at Rod_Johnston. And Josh is Josh WRB on all those things. So with that, we will catch you guys next week for Totally Killer. Love the fuck out of you two, and we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.